Could you play us one of those songs?
Yeah, here's one which is intended for low-level learners, elementary, to show the past simple.
I walked up the hill to the Nightmare Hotel. I stopped at the door, but I couldn't see the bell. I knocked and I waited in the cold and windy night. I looked in the window, but there wasn't any light. That's when I noticed the door was open wide. Then it started raining, so I walked inside. The door closed behind me, I asked who's there. That's when I noticed the rats on the stairs. I turned around to leave, but I couldn't see the door. That's when I noticed the body on the floor. Then the body moved, the woman wasn't dead. She told me a story, this is what she said. So walked up to the Nightmare Hotel.
Great. The language may be simple past, but the situation
is intriguing. We were hanging
so
on.
So you'll be writing a composition later then about what happened to the old lady.
Yes. Yes.
Now, as Mark said, you've been a couple since your days in Turkey. Now you're a professional couple, writing books together. I've got another one of your books, English Result, which is a four-parter, which you wrote for Oxford University Press. Annie, what are you trying to do in this publication?
Well, English Result is, as you said, a four-level course book, a general English course book, and it's intended to be used by many different people from different countries. So it's a global course book. And one of the things we've tried to do with it is sort of embed ways of doing things in the exercises and activities that we present so that students will learn how to do something and so become more independent and also have a lot more confidence in themselves. And I think Mark could take over because he's very good at talking about motivation, which is another key element embedded in the material.
We often assume that all of our students are going to be interested in our lessons simply because they really want to learn English. But the fact is, a lot of the materials that we use are quite boring, really. So we thought we would try to work out ways of remembering all of the things that really worked best throughout our careers and try to concentrate the essence of those and put them into these lessons so everyone would have some aspect which would be an attention magnet and pull the student's attention.
I know you're interested in using broadcasts like this one in English, not necessarily from Radio Exterior, but it could be from anywhere where they broadcast in English. I hope that material's not considered boring. What do you do with an English language broadcast, or why do you use an English language broadcast to teach English?
I would say, Frank, that we're not really using English language broadcasts to teach English, but to help listeners of English develop their ability to understand authentic materials. And, in fact, that's something we did in English Result using BBC material. And the English language broadcasts of Radio Exterior also offer a very, very rich resource in that there are so many different types of speakers from different parts of the world who present on different topics. And What we've done with our materials is give students the opportunity to think about, let's say, what they know about a topic before they start, then tune in, listen to and become accustomed to the voice of the speakers before they even start listening for details or specific information. And after that, we give them the opportunity to reflect on the experience, perhaps have a short discussion about the topic, and so to make that their whole experience memorable. And in turn, if it's doable, it's motivating. If it's motivating and doable, it's also confidence building.
So it's not enough for Alison and I to blah, blah, blah in front of a microphone.
In what sense? No, I think it is. Well, no, you probably...
We'll have a subject matter, dear.
Well, in that case, yes.
Yes, I know. But, I mean, Annie has to explain to her learners what we're doing, and she has to give them exercises, follow-up exercises. In other words, you have to develop the material,
I think there's two types of listening. One might be a kind of focused listening, where somebody turns the radio on and listens to something that they're interested in, or turns the radio on to listen to something that they want to listen to. So I'd call that focused listening. But what we're talking about here is structured listening, where we actually devise activities to match up with the material that will help students or learners of the language develop their competence and confidence.
Alison, we've got to be structured, remember that.
Oh, I know. It's a danger always. Well, of course, the whole time I was sort of thinking, now you work together, you collaborators in preparation of the materials. I'm not going to ask the question, but I will ask, how do you broker your power structure?
In other words, who wears the trousers, I think she means.
Mark, you tell her who wears the trousers.
I think we edit each other.
That's true, yes.
But I mean, are there any times when you argue, when you have a flaming row
if you're really passionate about your books, you're bound to argue. That's part of life, isn't it? If you're passionate about something, arguments happen. Mm-hmm.
But in general, we've both developed interest and expertise in different areas, so we think we complement each other.
What do you each sort of specialise in? For example, the past book, or if you can think of a concrete project that you did recently.
Yeah, I think we're entirely different personality types. For example, Annie is much more organised and meticulous, and she can, for example, deal with setting up the syllabus. I'm much more imaginative and creative, so I deal with putting in the content a bit more.
Now, for somebody who's from Liverpool, and for somebody who's from Manchester, I suppose your main disagreements are about football.
Well, again, we tend to kind of keep a respectful distance. The only problem is when both teams meet, then it's impossible to be impartial.
So who do you support, Real Madrid or Barcelona?
I always support the underdogs.
And I'm not telling.
Okay, well, I'm afraid out of time. So again, to both of you, Annie and Mark, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you both for having us.
Your smile kisses your face like sunshine, beaming me up to cloud nine. I'm falling in love with your smile, with your smile. Your smile happens to me like ecstasy, helping to set my spirit free. I'm falling in love with your smile, and it turns my head like wine to know your smile is mine. I'm in heaven while I see you with your smile. Turns my head like wine to know your smile is mine. I'm in heaven while I see you with your smile is mine.